Welcome to TH Radio, presented by me, Grace,
Archie,
Brooke,
Lucy,
Zach,
Alice,
and Alan.
Today's programme is all about packaging and recycling.
We find out how to cut down on using plastic.
We ask older people what they used in the old days.
And we come up with ideas to make our homes and schools more environmentally friendly.
When the TV programme Blue Planet showed turtles getting tangled in rubbish and fish being poisoned by plastic, we felt horrified. So over the last few weeks, we've been finding out what we can do to reduce all the plastic in the sea.
First, we went to the recycling centre in Norton, where we saw how metal, plastic and rubbish were sorted out. We had lots of questions for Kate, who works there. Alan asked her how we can stop plastic getting in the sea.
So there's lots of types of plastics that we can actually recycle in Worcestershire. So you can recycle your plastic bottles, plastic pots like yoghurt pots, plastic tubs like empty ice cream tubs, and plastic trays as well, a bit like the see-through ones that you get strawberries in. So it's very important that you do your hardest to recycle all of those, and then any plastics that you can't recycle, see whether you can use something else instead, and if not, make sure you put it into your black bin and that you don't litter.
What could families do to make your job at the recycling centre easier?
What would really help us is if everybody started putting things in that you might not think about. So people often recycle things from the kitchen, like yoghurt pots and pop bottles, but actually you can recycle things like shampoo bottles as well, or even cleaning spray bottles, and people don't always realise that. And it's really, really important that anything you put into your recycling bin is clean. So give it a rinse under the tap, and then it's perfect to be recycled.
What do we use recycled plastic for?
The types of plastics that we recycle in Worcestershire very often will go to be made into clothing, and it only takes 25 bottles of pop to make one grown-up size fleece jacket. Lots of football shirts are also now made out of recycled plastic bottles, and sometimes plastic bottles can even be made into new plastic bottles. For something like a milk bottle, which is a slightly different type of plastic, that can go to be made into furniture that's made out of plastic, or even children's toys that you might have at home.
Plastic, plastic everywhere, bags and straws and even chairs. We them once and throw them away. We should try to use every day, try to reduce the plastic we use. Take care of the world, there's no excuse.
Why do we need to have so much packaging? What do people use before plastic was invented? We visited our friends in Fernal House and asked Ted and Jack. They grew up a long time ago before plastic was around. We asked if litter was a problem back then.
My parents couldn't afford things that would cause litter. Everything was either burnt on the bonfire, or the tins and that, I granted we had to put in the dustbin, but nothing was actually littered. It was much cleaner then.
We always took our bottles back, and we used to get a penny for them from the person who'd supplied it every time we took the bottle back, and he would wash it out and use it again.
These days, takeaway cartons and coffee cups are a problem. Did you have takeaways?
Well, we didn't have takeaways as such, but we did have fish and chips. The people who ran the shop used to collect newspapers, and if you went in to buy fish and chips, you got it put into a newspaper and handed, and then the newspaper got thrown away as rubbish.
These days, milk comes in plastic cartons. How did it come in your day?
We used to have a man who came round with a cart, and he had a little container with a big handle on, and if somebody ordered a pint of milk, he would dip the container into the milk and poured it into there. They would have a jug ready to take the milk, and he would pay for it. And then we improved. We got milk bottles after that, but we had to return the milk bottles, and they asked us to wash them before we sent them back.
KH Radio!
Just before we left Fernal House, we met Dave, who is in charge of all the rubbish there. We asked him how much recycling he did a day.
I couldn't tell you a day, but every month we get a report saying how much waste we've had and how much has been diverted from landfill. Let's have a look at the latest. In February, we had 42 kilograms of recyclable waste and 100% of it was diverted from landfill, so that means it's reusable.
So if a big place like Fernal House can recycle everything, then so can we. We thought really hard about what we could do at home and with our families. Here are our five top tips.
Tip number one.
Remember these four words. Bottles, pots, tubs, trays. All of them can be recycled.
Tip number two.
Stop using plastic bags when you go shopping. Use cotton bags or bags for life.
Tip number three.
Don't buy things that are wrapped in plastic packaging.
Tip number four.
Things like apple cores, banana skins and vegetable peel can go in the compost, not the bin.
Tip number five.
Always put litter in a bin, and if you see plastic on the ground, pick it up.
Are you ready to guess the mystery sound?
Now it's time for our mystery sound. It's a hard one. Think about what we've been talking about. If you know what that is, put your hand up right now. That's it for our programme today.
We hope you'll think about packaging and recycling in a different way in the future. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.